MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be here on this wintry Thursday morning, and spring training can't get here fast enough.
No, but it looks like a rush of cold weather, and maybe later on next week some snow will be hitting us again, and so we've got a little bit of winter before spring training hits us or arrives down south. But Andy, I'm struck by our lead here today is that the Red Sox are not going to be trying to win the World Series this year.
Well, Bill, that's the word from Sox president and CEO Sam Kennedy. He said in a recent interview that the team is not all in to try to win the World Series this year. So take that for what it's worth, because during this week after Kennedy made that comment, Red Sox made some moves. Obviously, they're not big superstar names being brought into the local nine, but Kennedy says the Red Sox, you know, want to be competitive going forward, but you know, this is still somewhat of a rebuilding process, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I think that the good news is there appears to be some reality there from the Red Sox management. Not that they didn't really have it to begin with. Let's understand that. But it is interesting. Well, what about these player moves? The Red Sox made a deal with the Yankees. No superstar slugger involved. No Broadway rights to a Broadway show like No No Nanette or whatever. But what do we got?
Well, for the first time since 2014, as you say, the Sox and Yankees make a deal. Red Sox acquire relief pitcher Adam Ottavino and a minor league prospect for a player to be named later. The 35-year-old Ottavino has pitched in the majors for 10 years. He's played for the Cardinals, Rockies, and Yankees. Ottavino is not a stranger to the area. He pitched in college at Northeastern, and well, he played at the Cape Cod League over the summers in college. Sox are going to pay $8.1 million of Ottavino's $9 million contract. This is basically a salary dump for the Yankees to try to free up some extra money on the payroll, and the Red Sox have some extra money to play with, and they figured, well, let's try to bolster the bullpen a bit and bring in another setup man.
Yeah, Ottavino playing right in the shadows of Fenway Park down there on Huntington Avenue. All right, now what else do we have for Red Sox names in the news?
Well, they've signed super utility player Kiki Hernandez to a two-year $14 million deal. Hernandez has spent the last 6 years playing for the Dodgers. He brings an infectious energy to the game, defensive versatility. He also hits well against left-handed pitching. He can be used, again, all over the diamond. So we're not really sure where his spot's going to be for the upcoming season. But second base is an opening right now, as well as center field. And he's played both those positions quite a bit during his career. So I think you'll see Hernandez in the lineup just about every day going forward.
Nice. Is that the first time the Red Sox have had a Kiki on the team?
Yes, I think this is the only Kiki that Major League Baseball has seen, so now we can say we have him. So,
all right, if that's not true, you folks can always email us here, but I don't remember another Kiki. All right, player. All right, now, what else do we have?
Well, Sox have signed pitcher Garrett Richards to a one-year, $10 million deal. A 32-year-old Richards, a 10-year veteran, spending 8 seasons with the Angels, the last 2 with the Padres. He has a career record of 47-41 with a 3.62 ERA. He'll be battling for one of the open spots in the rotation. And then the Red Sox signed another big name, pitcher Matt Caracitti, to a minor league deal. He missed last season after having Tommy John surgery. The 29-year-old last appeared in the majors in 2019 with the Mariners. So some moves coming over to Fenway, and they still say there could be a few more before the tractor trailer full of equipment heads down to Fort Myers, so stay tuned, as they say.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Well, you're right. Spring training van heading out very soon, weeks away, right? Maybe just a week or two away, right?
Yeah, I would say so. By the end of the first week of February, it should be heading up from Fenway, and of course, we'll get all that information for you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. Absolutely right. So you can... folks down there, by the way, you can get your vaccine at Fenway and then help them bring a box or two out to the van on your way out of the ballpark.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to do it. Get a vaccine and help out the team at the same time.
You got it. All right. What else, Andy?
Well, former Red Sox first base coach and minor league manager Ron Johnson passed away on Tuesday at the age of 64 from complications from coronavirus. As you mentioned about Fenway Park and the COVID-19 vaccination site, it opens on Monday. So we'll have to see how that plays out for everybody.
Got it. Okay. On we go to the latest news from Nesson. And the biggest name I see in your list here, Andy, is Wade Boggs. But what else do you have from us from Nesson?
Well, after 6 years as the Red Sox in-game reporter, Garen Austin is not having her contract renewed. So the Red Sox fans will probably see somebody else on the sidelines giving you all that pertinent information during ball games that we just can't get enough of. And then Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus this afternoon. Like you mentioned, the best of Wade Boggs. First pitch coming away at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from May 31st of 1991. Boggs goes 5 for 7. Sox beat the A's 11 to 10 in 14 innings. But maybe this should have been the best of Jack Clark, because actually in this game, Clark hit 3 home runs and drove in 6 in the game. So it's kind of a combination, but they're billing it as Wade Boggs. But I think it's a combo of Boggs and Clark for today's game. So if you want to watch an exciting Red Sox win, you know where to turn this afternoon.
Yeah, that's great. Great Jack Clark, a name I, you know, you just don't think about for years, right? Absolutely. Yeah. At least I haven't.
You're not alone.
Andy, this has been the last several months have been crazy for passings of great Major League Baseball players, and this week, unfortunately, no exception.
Yep, Hall of Famer and arguably the home run king, Hank Aaron, passed away at the age of 86. In his 23-year career, Aaron hit 755 home runs. Had 3,771 hits. That's third all-time. Career batting average of .305. He's the all-time leader in RBIs with 2,297. He's also the all-time leader in extra base hits and total bases, as well as being fourth all-time in runs scored. Aaron made 21 straight all-star teams, and he won the MVP award back in 1957 when the Braves beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Wow, that's what a career he had. 23-year career, and he was still impressive in his last couple of years, too, to be honest.
He certainly was, and obviously a model of consistency and a stand-up citizen, both on and off the field, and obviously had to deal with quite a bit in his career when he was trying to chase Babe Ruth's home run record, a lot of death threats, etc. Handle it with class and dignity.
Yeah, absolutely. And Hall of Famer, for sure, but we got Hall of Fame news this week, or maybe a lack of Hall of Fame news this week. So Curt Schilling does not make the Hall of Fame again this year.
Yes, for the first time since 2013, 9 times in history, Baseball Hall of Fame will not be inducting any new members. 75% of the vote is needed for enshrinement. Curt Schilling came the closest this year with 71.1%. Next year will be Schilling's 10th and last year on the ballot, and he's asked the Baseball Hall of Fame to take his name off the ballot. But the BBWAA says that would violate the rules, so Schilling will be on the ballot next year. Since the end of his baseball career, Schilling has become known for his outspoken and controversial political views. So we'll have to see if his voting will increase next year. And if it does, will he even show up for the ceremony, if he should be enshrined, or what will go on then? But, you know, coming up in next year's ballot, some other big names will be popping up, including David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez. And you still have Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens will be on the ballot for their last year of eligibility. So it will be interesting heading into next year's voting.
Yeah, I think Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I really do.
Oh, I think so as well. I mean, obviously his thoughts and political views, it has nothing to do with his performance on the baseball field. So I think people need to put that aside and vote for the player for his performance. And obviously in a big game postseason, he's the guy you want on the mound, that's for sure. And you know, I think he should be there as well.
No, absolutely, you're right. And he did it in two leagues, and very impressive career, Curt Schilling, for sure.
Yeah, 3-time World Series champ as well.
Yeah, all right. That's more than I've won.
I didn't even get a Little League championship.
No, not at all, really. All right, what else do we have from around Major League Baseball?
Well, the Players Association has rejected proposals for expanded playoffs and a universal designated hitter this season. And the Cactus League of Arizona has asked Major League Baseball to delay the start of spring training in Arizona because of rising COVID cases in the state. Spring training is supposed to get underway officially on February 17th.
All right. And I know you have some other MLB notes, right?
Absolutely. We have a couple signings to make note of this week. The Phillies have re-signed free agent catcher JT Realmuto to a 5-year, $115.5 million contract. That's an average of $23.1 million a year, and that's the highest ever for a catcher. Blue Jays continue to make moves. They signed shortstop Marcus Semien to a 1-year, $18 million contract. An old friend, third baseman Pablo Sandoval, the Panda. He's agreed to a minor league deal with the Braves. If Sandoval makes the major league roster, he will receive a $1 million contract. The Panda played for the Sox back in 2015 and 2016.
Now, he has to make the team, right? Did you just say that to qualify for that contract?
Yes, he has to make the major league team to make the million. If not, he can accept an assignment to the minor leagues, and obviously that contract gets adjusted. But if he does make it to the big league roster, he gets $1 million, so we'll have to see how it all plays out. Sandoval did end up playing for the Braves toward the end of last season.
Oh.
So there was some connection with the team, and he'd be obviously a part-time player, pinch hitter type guy if he does make the roster.
I mean, this should have been your lead, Andy, Pablo.
Yeah, from now on, any Pablo news, we'll lead with it.
Let's jump. Let's just jump it up to the top. Any Pablo sightings? How does he look? Do we know?
Haven't seen any recent pictures of him from this year, but toward the end of last season, he looked like the rotund Pablo that the Red Sox fans remember. So that hasn't changed at all. So.
And you would think with this pandemic, it's not getting any better for him. You know what I mean? But
no, certainly not moving around probably all that much. So he could be even bigger than usual. We'll have to see come February 17th.
If he's isolating, he's isolating with a refrigerator. All right. All right. Anything else you want to share with us about either the Red Sox or Major League Baseball?
Well, I think overall with the Red Sox making some moves this week, I think you'll see maybe a few more before they head down to spring training. And, it's going to be an interesting season one way or another if the full season is played. Where the Red Sox fit in the American League East, obviously, if I was to put any money on the table on it right now, I'd say, you're looking at a fourth-place team out of five, but maybe third place is a possibility, but let's get too excited about it. But things are changing over at Fenway, no doubt about it.
Yeah, no matter what the weather, cold, snow, heat, sunshine, whatever, he's here, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, Bill. Thank you very much.
And I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.